Yeah, I've got a couple of them programmed into my radio, and I scan through there to and catch them every now and then. There's a couple of groups that I've listened to, and I've joined a ham radio club here in our area that's 75 years old, so they've got a lot of veterans in there that you can pick up a lot of knowledge from.
Well, that's good. I tell you one thing. I was up in Petoskey in 1989. I love it there. It's a beautiful deer. I was there just deer hunting one time, and we slept in the motorhome. We couldn't sleep nowhere else because we were late getting to down that town. And it was a beautiful. I like it down there.
That's the year that I actually moved here full-time was 1989, and we've been coming up here snowmobiling and stuff since the 60s, but we actually moved here full-time in 89 and never regretted it. It's been a good place to raise my family.
It's a beautiful place. Believe me, I love it when I be there. Because one time my brother had his daughter in the soccer team. She had to go there and play there. I went with them. We stayed all day in Petoskey. We even went to downtown for a little bit, then we came home. It was dark when we came home.
Yeah, they do a lot of those tournaments. Yeah, soccer games and stuff here in town during the summer. The town will fill right up with people from all over.
Oh yeah, don't take me wrong. I've been up north a lot of times. I'll be honest with you. Every weekend we were there. We even have we had 80 acre in Gladwin County, but we sold it. So, I've been up north all over the place. Roger?
Yeah, Roger, there's a lot of good deer hunting down around that way.
I don't know, as far as Petoskey, I don't know if there's any state land over that way or not. Because they said there's a lot of retired people there.